This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, January 4th. Well, grain markets in general were weaker to start the session yesterday, wheat leading the way down. Soybeans managed to reverse back up just slightly, and corn also managed a higher close after putting in a new low for this move. So it was wheat that still struggled to get some traction. Some of the reasons given for the weakness in wheat was world prices continuing to ratchet lower, especially coming out of the European Union. We also saw the dollar be higher yet again. So, of course, that's going to make our exports more expensive. And also crop condition ratings that were out Tuesday afternoon showing that conditions are in much better shape than a year ago. And moisture conditions are in better shape as well. So, you know, the prospect of a good start to the growing season is quite high, at least here in the United States. When you look at weather conditions across the rest of the Northern Hemisphere, first of all, in the European Union, we see that wheat plantings are likely going to be down anywhere from 7 to 10%, which is a big number. But that is primarily out of France and Germany, with the planting season there seeing a lot of rain. Producers just couldn't get in the field. So going to see a drop there. Out of the Black Sea region, we have the intense cold that has come down into the central region of Russia through the Volga, the Siberian region. And it's also just barely dipping down into that southern region. We're going to be in the teens, which isn't a wheat killer, but if it gets down to zero, then we're going to, you know, probably see some winter kill there. But the odds of getting back into that normal winter cycle where you tend to see about a 10% winter kill in Russia, I think, is very high this year. The last 2 years have been really mild for them, and they've posted some bumper crops, in fact, record crops. But this year is shaping up to be kind of a normal winter for them. Very cold, again, across that central and northern region, and it's going to stick around for a couple weeks. So that's likely going to create some problems, not only for the wheat crop itself, but also just logistics. It's going to slow down wheat movement. And I think that's part of what's propping up Russian prices, where we saw them improve just slightly last week. In some other news, India is reporting that their wheat buffer stocks in government storage should be adequate until the harvest starts in April. They're reporting that their stocks are sitting at 16.4 million tons. So that's adequate, but it's still the lowest that number has been since 2017. So this is important because last year, India blocked wheat exports again for the second year in a row, but then they also blocked most of their rice exports. And this created quite a bit of upheaval around the world, especially for rice, obviously, as those prices soared higher. Wheat never really caught that kind of traction. India is not a big exporter of wheat like they are for rice. And what they do export tends to be very low quality, and it's just a regional export map that they have. But Russia coming in with another big crop was able to supply a lot of that demand for wheat, even if it was lower quality wheat. So it's important that India have a decent wheat crop, not only for domestic reasons, but regional export reasons as well. And I think it's even more important that they come in with a big rice crop, or at least an adequate rice crop. You don't want to see them shutting off exports again, or that ripple-down effect from rice will certainly impact the wheat space. So moving forward, no export sales today because of the Monday holiday. We'll get those on Friday, tomorrow. And then next week is going to be important. Next Friday, we got a series of reports. We got the monthly supply-demand report, quarterly stocks report. We also have the important winter wheat plantings report. I think the market's a little bit nervous about that one because of the drop in the guaranteed price. The general sentiment is that winter wheat plantings will be down. So that'll be an interesting number because moisture conditions were good. So that certainly would encourage wheat plantings. And then if it doesn't work in the spring, you know, you put something else in. But if the guaranteed price is low enough that you don't want to bother with it, that the prospect of other crops looks better, that's what producers are going to lean toward. So anyway, the sentiment is that winter wheat plantings will be down. anywhere from 1.5 to 2.5 million acres, which is a notable drop in acres. So that's just something to keep in mind. So that's, I think, what the market will be looking for, try to maintain some sort of stability coming into that report. We are on a slide here in wheat. It's worth noting that even with yesterday's pressure, Chicago put in a new low for this move, but Kansas City is managing to hold at recent lows. So it's holding together better than Chicago. Chicago still has a good 15, 20 cents before it really comes into a notable support level at the same general level that Kansas City already has reached and so far is holding. My guess, if Chicago continues to try to get down to that level, it'll pull Kansas City down along with it. But it's got some room before it hits that major low from late November. I don't think those November lows are going to go out. I think that is going to be a longer-term low for wheat. And if we get down there even close, I think it presents a buying opportunity as we move our way into the spring. And we tend to see demand for U.S. wheat kind of perk up. Europe will be pretty much out. Logistics in Russia could present more opportunities for us. It certainly presents more opportunities for corn, which I think will help support the wheat space as well. The flip side of that is you're getting much better rain across Brazil, and that is giving pressure to the soybean complex. So corn will be kind of caught in the middle of that. But I do think soybeans will continue to work their way lower. The gap lower on Tuesday and then subsequent continued pressure and closing into new lows on Tuesday sets the stage for more pressure. You've taken out a lot of support levels, and the market clearly has momentum to the downside. And with the rains coming, there's very little reason to stop this slide in the soy complex. So that'll be a drag on corn, could continue to be somewhat of a drag on wheat. But, it, you know, of course, wheat has its own set of fundamentals. And I think that this pullback that we're getting is setting up to be a buying opportunity. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.